The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 5th.
Don't look at that cat.
Yeah, don't look at this.
What happened there?
You know, somehow our atomic clock linked into another.
Yeah, but it can't be correct because it's a day.
No, the time is exactly right. It's just, I mean, the minutes are right. It's the month, but it's because it's yesterday on this clock. It's 10:05 p.m. yesterday.
Oh, weird.
Instead of 10:06.
Did somebody touch a button?
Yes. Somebody did something. But I was told that, no, he found a way to link it to the inexhaustible source of energy, and obviously they linked it to the wrong atmosphere.
I always wonder
about
that.
To the wrong era, maybe even the wrong dimension.
All
who
right,
knows? Anyway, today is the 5th of January, 2024. And
hey,
it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by
we're having a
Shasta Regional Medical
yes.
Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
Healing starts here. Something I say every
I know,
day.
But it's my duty to interrupt you and make you think.
It makes,
get you off your rope,
you know,
Marine.
It makes me think that you don't know what's going on here.
And oh,
then,
well, did you know when
realized,
you looked at the clock there that it's the 4th and you're
confusing.
Like, what?
The whole thing was confusing.
We just gave our tickets away that it's the 5th and there's two more days with Red and Garden of Light.
We have two more tickets to
yeah.
give away.
So we gave those we gave a set away this morning, and we were like, now we really only have two more days. But so then we went into this whole like, well, wait a minute, it's the 5th, so we got 6th and 7th. All right. Close to Sunday night.
Good morning, Christina.
Hey, good morning.
Do we have a national day today?
Yes, actually today is National Keto Day.
National what?
Keto Day. It's ketogenic diet.
Keto.
Oh,
that's right. K-E-E-T-O, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, it sounds like keto.
I don't know why they would make a national day after a diet.
And
I don't.
Because
it's gross.
Because it's actually 100 years as this diet was developed. It was developed in 1924.
Oh, well, that's an interesting fact. And was it named after Dr. Keto?
Let me see. I guess so.
More information to follow on the keto diet day of the year. All right, 59 today. It's going to be sunny. Beautiful day. Increasing clouds tonight over the overnight lows of 36. So you can see how beautiful the Garden of Lights will be tonight. Showers tomorrow. So just look. Now, we have gone to the Garden of Lights in these last couple beautiful days in the rain. And we just brought our umbrellas because sometimes it opens up, and it's just beautiful, with a high of 48 tomorrow and Saturday night. Slight chance of showers, then frost, with an overnight low of 30. Spring in your plants. Sunday, frost, then sunny with a high of 51. Beautiful walk time, bundle up. And Sunday night, frost with 32. Got frost in my throat. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. Monday night, showers likely with 37. There is your beautiful forecast for the weekend. I love it. It's various weather. It's variable weather and nothing too shocking, but all beautiful in the weather. And it's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now there's our morning stuff, Carl, on this 5th of January. And with us, always the first Friday of the month. Our first Friday of
every Friday of the month. Haven Humane and Reed's here today.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for having us.
Sure.
Today I have with me a very sweet little lady. Her name is Twister.
Cute.
She is about 12 years old, some sort of shepherd mix, so she is an older little lady. She's not so little. She's about 70 pounds, but she's very easygoing, very easy to handle.
Oh, yeah. She's just, you know, she's laid back.
Yeah, very laid back, couch potato kind of girl.
Yeah.
Looking for somebody to cuddle with. She's your lady. She has never met a couch she doesn't like.
Yeah. She probably comes up and lays up against you.
Yeah.
Well, let's
yeah.
not forget, for those people
cute.
Who have a heart, there are certain people that love to bring in older pets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she is quite spectacular.
Yes. Yeah. She is a really sweet girl. She's loved everybody that she's met, different people, you know, strangers today. She's done amazing with new people. She did great in the car, very quiet, didn't make a peep. She definitely seems like she knows the ropes.
She's seen it.
She's
seasoned. She's been there, done that. Now
it's right in anywhere.
Yeah. She's a grand dame. So yeah. Now, because she's older, her adoption fee is...
Yes, because she is a senior, she has no adoption fee, thanks to our PALS fund, which covers the adoption fee of senior animals.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You know what? And you got to select the pet of the week.
Yes, I did.
So is she one of your favorites?
She is one of my favorites.
And why is that?
I just like her temperament. She's very mellow, easygoing. She doesn't pull on a leash, which is always a nice little treat.
Very unlike what you saw this morning when you came in here. We were pulling on each other's leash. Like, ah!
Yeah.
So, how wonderful. So, what else is going on with, now we're in the month of January, and we've brought in you brought in the pet of the week, but what is going on, with the shelter in January and February that we can look forward to?
Event-wise, I don't think we have too much going on this month, other than like our Feral Fiesta that is the last Thursday of every month, and then our vaccine clinics every Wednesday. So those are going on all the time. Definitely more clinic-based events, but definitely important for the community and all of the animals here.
Tell us what the vaccine clinic is on Wednesday so we can kind of, those people who get to share with us what that is.
Yeah, it's every Wednesday, rain or shine, and it's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and we do vaccines at like a lower price, so you don't have to pay for the exam fee, just the vaccine fees. So it's a little bit cheaper and kind of a little bit quicker if you're not getting the exam and stuff like that. So rabies vaccines, if you need, you know, your license, all kinds of vaccines, microchips, dewormers, all that stuff you can
That's
get
fantastic.
There.
Fantastic. I don't think I was really aware of that.
Yeah.
Because some people do want to, they really would like to have a pet, but if you really think about if you took your pet in to a vet every 3 months or whatever, 6 months for the shots and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. then you guys do heartworm.
Yeah, you can get the heartworm test there as well and the flea tick and heartworm prevention.
Oh, you can?
Yes, at the vaccine
All
clinic.
Right, so not to you know, put any negative thing around a vet, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's about $1,200 a year if you think about it.
Yeah, it definitely adds up if you have multiple pets, too.
Right.
We can see dogs and cats at the vaccine clinic, so it covers a lot of bases.
Yeah, wow. Cats have to be brought in carriers.
Yes, and dogs on a leash.
Dogs on a leash. Okay. Not that Twister would get too far away from you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Twister is there and says, okay, let's do it. But Twister's already got all that.
Yes, she does. There she's been fixed, microchipped, and she's fully vaccinated. And
what's the number to call?
241-1653.
There you go.
Even humane.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Reed, and good luck, Twister.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. Hey, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll discuss some things that are going on in our town, including that new courthouse. What are some things you need to know about the new courthouse? We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, so last night, welcome back to the program. Last night on my show, North State Now, I had astrologer on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. If you're tuning in, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Very interesting, because some people, you know, there's a science about it, and for me, you think about since the time, you know, man, you know, there's been cave dwellings and, you know, the stars and the moon and planting by and astrology and how, you know, temples were built and, you know, things were, people were in touch with, the planets and the sun and the moon. And so last night, you know, we have somebody who studied it for 50 some years. Sandra Jennings was on my show talking about Jupiter and a couple of huge planets that are moving into, like, you know, into the time, and we are moving into the time of Aquarius, but there, and it's been in and out and in and out, and we are out, no planets are retrograde right now. So if there was something that's on the back burner, something you've been planning on doing, in the next 2 months, it's a great time to move forward, to actually put that plan into action because, you know, a lot of times you think, I just have tried so hard, it's just not going to work.
Are you telling me because the planets aren't lining up, things are, you know, I mean, but when I listened to it last night, when I listened to the show, she said there's going to be a lot of changes this year. But I think every year there's a lot of changes.
Well, yeah, but.
Well, I'm not saying it's not.
Last year was a very difficult year, so she was talking about, you know, there's certain, like, there's Mars, God of War, but she said with this Pluto, I think that's the planet she was talking about, that there is, meaning the power goes to the people, and we're seeing it unravel in front of us. If we're watching any kind of news media about things that are being uncovered about people in power, where you're actually going to, you know, we're seeing that documents are being unsealed. We're seeing that books are being written. People have been in power that we're starting to see that. So the veil's being lifted off and the people are going to have more power and there will be unrest. You know, it's going to get worse before it's better. But my point is, you know, there were various things. You can always go back and listen in the archives, but I like the idea that if you're planning to do something and move forward with the plan, say you're going to write a book, say you're, you know, people make New Year's resolutions. This is not even about that. This is about if you've thought about, I can't get, I'm trying to build this part of my house, but I can't get a permit. Just, that's a hypothetical. That in these next 2 months, there are no planets in retrograde. So a lot of times if you may have move forward, but you got a planet in retrograde that represents something that you just can't seem to get it going. So I love that. If anything, that was a powerful a message.
Okay. So are you saying it's going to be tough to get things done in the next couple months?
No, I said the opposite.
Oh, it's going to be now you can get it done.
Yes.
Because no planets are in retrograde.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly opposite.
Oh, right.
And this is why we're a woman and a man, because I say something, you hear it completely. No. We can move forward in the next 2 months. Things are going to move forward.
Okay, got it.
No resistance.
Well, that's
except for your own mind.
Well, that explains why the new courthouse, the new county courthouse, $175 million of it is going to open up next month.
Yay. See, you know how long
they're going to start moving staff and operations across the street. I think we're looking at it that we will partially open for civil matters, family law, in mid-February, and the following week move on to criminal operations, said Court Executive Officer Melissa Fowler Bradley on yesterday. I got this out of the Record Searchlight. It's been a 15-year journey, and we've been through so much as far as changes and delays and all the rest of it. I am confident the dates are going to work, and we have movers scheduled. We have gone over budget, and what the final number is on that, I don't think we have that because we haven't made the final payment yet. Now, we, being the state, we here in Shasta County are not on the hook for it. However, our taxes, but the money's come from the state. Okay, here's some things to know about the fort. There's going to be a public open house that will probably be in the spring. They're planning on having the Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court comes to the dedication ceremony for the courthouse. It's going to be a better experience for jurors, bigger and more comfortable juror assembly and jury deliberation rooms, and more money paid out to jurors. Right now, it's $15 a day for jurors. And, they, you know, it's tough getting jurors out there to come in there. As you know, you've been called two or three times, and haven't had to sit on one yet. I have yet to be called in beyond, you know, I get the letter, and I never even have to go to the selection process because my number is so far back.
And I'm going to go back and tell you that I have been called, I think I'm going on 17, 18 years of living in Reading. I'm losing track. It was 2005 that I actually became a resident. And so I've been called three times. So two times, didn't happen. The third time with the last group waiting, you know, it's pretty much a day. Judge Baker came out and said, and it gave the most wonderful description of how important it is for us to do our civic duty and what it is to become a juror and be available to be a juror. And I thought that was fascinating because, and of course, we've lived other areas in Sacramento. I mean, I've had to, you know, I've been called up, but I've actually never sat. I've never actually gone through.
I want to be on a jury, but I've been told that I probably will be challenged. I mean, I'm challenged already. I don't mean challenged to be able to understand it, but because I know a lot of the DA and the police. And even though I truly believe I could give a fair and balanced decision on a jury, because it's more, you know, that you're talking about somebody's life. So, you know, you have to take it in a different context than you do just, you know, giving your opinions on a radio station. Anyway, jurors receive $15 per day to serve on the jury, but that is expected to change this summer. And Shasta County has been selected for a pilot program to increase the per diem for those jurors who qualify financially. Okay. They're not going to tell you how much. Courtrooms will feature, the new courthouse will have 14 courtrooms with room to add two more. The current courthouse has 10 courtrooms and to attach to the Shasta County Jail. And courtrooms will feature state-of-the-art technology, including audio-visual to make it easier for jurors to see presented evidence and better microphones so those in the audience can hear better. Acoustics in the new courthouse will also be vastly improved. The Lady Justice statue that once stood atop the 1889 Shasta County Courthouse and a huge American flag will feature prominently in the new courtroom lobby. Fowler Bradley said financial donations from State Senator Maurice Johannesson and retired Shasta County Superior Court Judge Stephen Jarr made the display a reality. And I've talked to the senator, and he said one of the holdups was that when they had the flag, I mean, it's a regular flag and all that, but they said it had to be fireproof. So now you had to go find a fireproof flag, in, you know, that sits in the lobby there, which he did. They did it. So anyway, how long will this courthouse last? Said the new courthouse is built to last 75 years, but she points out that the Shasta County's current courthouse opened in 1955. We got 70 years out of that. Hopefully we can get 100 years out of the one we just built. We'll see. I'll be looking at that, and when it gets around that 100-year mark, we'll see what it looks like. I have a feeling that in 100 years, I hope they left it in such a way that, you know, you can move technology and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Are we still going to have trials in 100 years? Not like what we see now.
I hope so.
Not like we see now.
I hope it's not AI, which is, of course, what we talked about last night.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Anyway. Okay, let's take a quick break.
This portion of the show is brought to you by a company led by a woman that we highly respect. And they do handle our insurance as well. Maxwell Insurance and Financial for all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I don't know. You know what? You
love in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I don't know. You know, when you've got guests that come in and they bring donuts, I think they get like
how
a little gold star for Friday morning.
How can you not love
yes.
them?
Yes. And they're fresh and you can smell them around the corner. Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
And she got glazed donuts.
Oh, my God, my yes, favorite.
Which are the only if true, that, yes. I'm sorry, that's the only true donut.
Yeah.
Is the, I'm choking
I love,
on mine. It's glazed donut.
Yeah.
They're the only donut that will cure heartbreak.
Oh, how sweet is that? Okay, we're talking about our children, our future, our business. And let's just kick right into
we're
it.
We're here with Wendy Dickens, who is the executive director of First Five Shasta.
Yeah, we're talking about our kids because we want to make sure that people are aware of the importance of supporting our youngest members of the community. And by doing that, you're also usually supporting their parents. And we have a wonderful event coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, January 8th, and it will be around literacy. So it will, you know, feature a short film that features Kareem Weaver, who's a nationally recognized advocate for literacy and making sure everyone has an opportunity to get what they need to become literate, right? Because it's not just about being able to read words across the page. It's about being able to comprehend those words and being able to actually apply them in the future. And you start that as early as you can with children. So we know that they start their lives in their parents' home being educated. So,
well, tell us about the event and what that looks like for you've named it. People know what's happening, but tell us what the, and with the speaker, what is going to happen, what we're going to learn.
Great, yeah. So we're going to first see the short film, Right to Read, which is really about the efforts around literacy, what it means to actually put things in place in your community, in your school systems, in your own homes that can help promote growth in literacy for, you know, all ages, actually, and what it means if you don't do that in your community and how that really affects your economy. And then there'll be an opportunity, actually, to talk to Kareem Weaver and ask him some questions about what that really means for possibly implementing that within our own community and our own educational system. And the teachers will actually be doing a full day of education around literacy and literacy types of curriculum and efforts, and also get to meet with Kareem Weaver as well as all of the other kinds of professionals that support the kids in the school systems and in the preschool system. So that'll be exciting as well. At the event, though, from 6 to 8, at 43 Hilltop Drive, which is the Shasta County Office of Education's Early Childhood Services building, you will get a free meal to come and see this video. You will also have free childcare if you register on the Eventbrite, so we know that you're needing that childcare. And then you'll, again, get to ask some questions of Kareem Weaver and learn a little bit more about literacy and how you, as either a community member or a parent, can do what you need to do to help make sure that happens.
Well, reading is such an essential, I mean, it is the essential block for success. If you can't read, or you read slowly, or you read below level, you're already at a disadvantage.
Definitely.
And you can, some people love reading and have been, you know, it just clicked with them. But for some children, it's just kind of it's difficult. They're dyslexic and, you know, not so noticeably, like my brother-in-law, who sees, reverses words all the time, but he's a physician.
Right.
And he had
yeah.
to work twice as hard.
Definitely.
Some people will see things and they don't, it just doesn't click with them, and then they get, because there's been nobody to help them, then they become discouraged and they don't read. This is why it's so important that, you know, that it starts at an early age and that parents are involved.
Definitely.
This.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's another piece that they'll hit on in this educational session. It's not only for all of the educators, but also the community, is that it's really important to start to recognize when someone is struggling, not just because they may not have a desire to read, but then if they don't have a desire, why don't they have a desire? Sometimes it's because they aren't able to do what their peers are able to do. And there's
right.
a lot of
shame.
Research. Yeah.
There's shame. And the thing that came to mind as we're talking this morning is that there's a part of, if you're able to not just, like you said, read the words, but comprehend
yes. yeah.
what the words are in the book. And this is what I like about some of the advanced teaching today, is about the visual aspect of reading and how you can get into it in a different way rather than just the mechanical part of a black and white word. That can be very, very hard for people, some people, to see. I know it was for me. And that you can immerse yourself differently. And this is what's great about, if your parents can't do it, then you have a mentor. And this is what I used to love about the kids coming in, and you would read a little bit because they could go into storytelling time. And that becomes their imaginary world. And that could possibly be just a couple pages could bring them into, I really want to know more about that story. Mom or dad or neighbor or babysitter or whoever it is, could you tell me more about that story? And I think that begins your interest and also a self-worth, like Carl said, success. Well, that's a word over here, but there's a feeling that happens in achievement.
Definitely. You know, I watched a little bit of a different film. It was kind of heartbreaking around some children who they were struggling, and one of them identified dyslexia for, you know, themselves and helped advocate for themselves, which, you know, hopefully in the future won't have to happen. That will be recognized by the adults in their lives. But they were able to say, I wanted to read the same books as all the other kids in my class, so I could have those conversations, so I could be talking to my peers about, like, well, what did you get from that story? Or I didn't quite, you know, feel the same as you did, or whatever the case might be, but I couldn't read those books. I was still in very young books in comparison. And, you know, the fact that he struggled for so long and is successful now is amazing. However, it is something that we shouldn't have to do for us here in America. Like, we are an opportunity-seeking community, and we need to give those abilities to people. And reading is very essential to that. And we also know that it affects the rest of our community when we have illiterate people, when we have people who cannot read, not just due to, you know, their own things, right? Like, it's because they were able to, you know, kind of smooth by and
right.
not be identified.
Fell out of the system somehow.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that this is the first time in my life that I've joined a book club.
Hi.
And I am, it's not, I mean, in a good way. It's, you know, it's with a group of gals that are very interesting, but it's forcing me to read books that I would not pick up and be able to get where I can comprehend it and have conversations about it afterwards.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And I think that is like a sewing circle used to be in the old day. Well, you know, when you would be quilting and talk about, you're doing something with your hands, but you're doing something with your mind. And, you know, like I said, I was not a very good student, and I was talented at certain things, but studying and being able to comprehend words and not being able to structure, having to read something three times before I could actually calm my mind down. I think they would call that ADHD. I've never been tested for all that stuff, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, totally. And
I'm not alone.
Yeah, no, and I think it's a great point, because if you're unable to get the words to mean something, you're reading it many times in order to get that comprehension. And sometimes you'll read, you know, something, and if you have dyslexia, for example, you have to read. You don't comprehend till much later because you've been trying to figure out what the word even is, or you can't string it into the way that it means in that context, right? So you have to use context many times to understand the way that word is being utilized, especially in the English language, because we spell things the same, you know, for different meanings. And so you have to be able
there,
to
there, and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Ask anybody who's trying to learn English and from a, you know, a who speaks a second language or a different language. So one more time, let's hit down a Monday's event.
So Monday, it will be at the 43 Hilltop Building. It's the Shasta County Office of Education Early Childhood Services Building from 6 to 8. It's the right to read, and there's free childcare. There's free dinner. There are prizes, actually, I didn't mention earlier. And it will be something you can do to educate yourself a little bit more and also, you know, get to talk to Kareem Weaver and ask some questions and figure out how this might apply to you as either just a community member or a parent.
Okay. Now, so, you know, I've been reading about your right to read, and it gives a bunch of statistics, but 52% of fourth graders eligible for free and reduced price lunch are reading below basic levels. But we get up when you get into high school, kids are not reading at 12th grade levels, and they're graduating.
Correct. Yeah, I think it's, you know, one of the shames of what has happened for our youth, in that, you know, we know there's lots of research around if you're not reading at grade level by the third grade, you're behind your peers after that, because mm-hmm. third grade you're learning up to then you're learning how to read. After that, you're learning what you're reading. So you read to learn. And so, you know, you are going to, and we have a lot of functionally illiterate in our community, meaning that they can kind of get by without really knowing how to read. And thankfully in our community, we do have some wonderful programs to help adults who might be struggling with that at the library. It's, you know, a very private, tutoring kinds of sessions that you can go into so that there's a less shame and less guilt. But also if you're a young parent and you're trying to help your child and you don't know how to read, that can also feel shameful. And so getting yourself in there and just reading those board books with your baby can be of assistance to you too and helping you learn. And it is a struggle that we see that high school graduates are having when they're graduating and unable to read, that they're not going to be as successful in our, you know, job industries.
Yep. Okay. So this is going to take place on January 8th, which is Monday.
Yes.
And where's it going to be at?
It'll be at the SCOE ECS building on Hilltop. It's 43 Hilltop Drive. And, you know, it'll, there's a, you know, free drink, a free,
free drink.
Drinks. Yeah. Not that kind of drinks, but yeah. free dinner, free, childcare and prizes. And,
wow.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
6 to 8 p.m.
Yes,
on Monday at the Shasta County Office of Education at 43 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It's Friday, the 5th of January, 2024. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, locally run, local board of directors. Yeah, truly a community bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. And they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, I'm here with Wendy Dickens. We're here with Wendy Dickens, who is the executive director of First 5 Shasta. Some people may be saying, what exactly is First 5 Shasta?
Okay,
that's
question,
really cool. She's the executive director. What is that?
Well, so First 5 Shasta really does hone in on assuring that we have supports within our community, that we're educating and informing the community around the various, very broad, different areas of a child's growth in the 0 to 5, because we know that in the first 5 years of life, that's when the architecture of your brain is really built, and we know that a firm architecture is going to help you future in life, right? And so, you know, I often equate it to when we're looking at building a building, right? If you build a sturdy, strong foundation, even if you need to do some renovations internally to move some walls or whatever, you are going to be better off than if you have to go all the way back down to the foundation. It's going to take longer. There's going to be different processes that have to happen. And it's just going to cost you a lot more money. The same is true for interventions with children, right? The earlier you can get into a child's life and in a family's life to support them in the youngest time of that family's formation, the better you're going to have as far as helping them in the future if that's necessary when some kind of crisis comes, right? So, you know, First 5 Shasta really tries to make sure we're hitting things like literacy, which we talked about earlier. We're hitting any of the, you know, ages and stages that a kid needs to have support around, and as far as emotional development, as far as having, you know, physical development, oral health, physical health, mental health, all of those pieces and parts for the children and their families, right? Because it's a holistic approach as well. Because if you only look at the child and only help the child, the parents that they live with aren't going to necessarily have what they need to also survive and be what a child needs, right? Because that's where we know children are at, is in their homes.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we're supporting it in a holistic fashion.
Okay. So this is, this is getting the kids on the right track.
Yeah.
And helping families try to keep them on it.
Right. With the goal that they're going to become successful members of our community in the future and help support the economy and help provide in the economy.
And y'all have been around since 1998.
Yes, yeah.
And have invested about $30 million.
Yeah.
Here in Shasta County.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great, you know, opportunity to make sure that we're doing what we need to do. We work with, you know, a variety of different organizations and partnerships. So we are able to, you know, touch a lot of different lives and impact a lot of different people. And it's awesome to work for this organization. We have a wonderful team that helps out with all of those things. And we have great partners. So we work often, you know, with, you know, Shasta Community Health Center, with Mercy, with, you know, Shasta County Office of Education, with the school district. So, you know, they're also, you know, helping with the literacy efforts, and then we just come alongside them and do what we can to support. We have Far Northern Regional Center, RAL, Family Empowerment. We're involved in the Reach Higher Shasta initiatives, which is the Cradle to Career Collaborative here, and Strengthening Families, which addresses all the adverse childhood experiences and how we support through hope and tools in the community to get our community in a place where we're all functioning, healthy, and, you know, can make our economy thrive.
So where does the most effort have to be, in your opinion?
In terms of the children or in terms of what our community should do?
Well, firstly, let's talk about what the community should do. I mean, we do have high ACEs scores,
yeah,
but we have a high level of poverty and drug addiction, and I don't know, I could go down the list they have there. So, I mean, does, you have to turn, before you can turn what's happening to the children around, you have to turn what's happening to your adults around.
Correct. And so I think, you know, for one, I would say we do have to start earlier in people's lives, and we have to start thinking about what that means and how that looks. And we used to live in communities where you knew your neighbors really, really well, and you also supported them when they were down. And, or you lived with your family and your family grew and your family could do that. Well, we became very migrant and we live very far away from our family sometimes, and you don't have immediate family to help you. And so as a community, we have to start to rally around that. And I often hear people say, you know, I don't really care as much about the adults as I do about the children, but if you don't start helping support the adults, you don't support the children. They don't raise themselves. And so you have to start to recognize that it's got to be a multi-pronged approach to assisting people. And intervention, obviously, is going to be your best bet. So we've got to start moving some of our decision-making toward the front end of someone's life, as opposed to waiting until there's a crisis intervention to, you know, support them. But once you're in a place like we are with high numbers of ACEs, you know, then we have to start addressing how do we mitigate and prevent those for the future.
Well, you know, the fact is, yeah, we're having people deliver stuff to our station here, and I'm just kind of wondering, you know, people just come walking in with this stuff, and it's just, you know. The thing about that is that, you know, to try and turn that around, you know, it takes a concerted effort with the adults, because the adults are the ones that are going to, I mean, when it gets right down to it, you can't be there, first five can't be there, you're not going to be in the family. The breaking down of the nuclear family that we've seen over the last, 40 years, has that had that's had such an impact on our country.
Yeah.
How do you regain something like that?
Yeah, I think it goes back to making sure that people are supported when those things happen, right? Like, it's not just, you know, divorce that occurs in, or isn't just the separations, but it's also making sure that when somebody is in, you know, a situation where they are having difficulties, that we are not just turning our backs on them and saying, that's not my problem. You know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. I'm not saying dole out money. I'm not saying it's an easy process. But what I am saying is being neighborly is important, right?
A hand up instead of a hand out.
Exactly.
You can help them achieve.
Right.
You can't just give it to them.
No.
It just won't work.
No. I think, you know, we have to start giving people some skills. And, you know, when you turn 18, you don't magically know if you were never taught, right? And you don't know any differently. You may have heard of something differently, but if you've never seen it, you can't necessarily know how to apply it. And just because you've seen it doesn't mean you know, right? And so if you've grown up in an environment that has not supported you learning how to be a functional member of our community, you're not going to automatically become one when you turn 18.
Well, school should help that if they stay in school. Teach you how to become a functioning member of a society.
Yeah, that's debated a lot, right? Because there are people who say that the school should only be teaching you certain things, not other things. The family should be teaching you those other things.
Well, no,
that, right?
But what I mean is being able to intercommunicate, get along with people. That comes from school. I mean, that can be helped by school.
It can be helped by school, yeah. But I think if you're living in an environment where communication isn't valued and fists are valued, you're not necessarily going to stay in the educational system very well, right? Because you're going to always be adverse with your peers.
Especially if you can't read.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just more frustrating, right? And then your frustration comes out in a way that maybe somebody who knows how to communicate would have handled it differently. And so then you're in more trouble, and that just creates more issue for you.
We're here with Wendy Dickens, who heads up the First Five organization here in Shasta County. And how do people get a hold of you, Wendy?
You can go to our website, which is firstfiveshasta.org, or you can check out our Facebook page there and message us, and you can stop by our office at 393 Park Marina Circle.
Do you have a good view?
No, not really.
Okay. Are there geese under your lawn?
Sometimes. Mostly no. We have a couple ducks that come every year, but...
The Right to Read is going to be Monday,
January 8th, so this coming Monday from 6 to 8 at 43 Hilltop Drive is the location of the event. You'll get to see Kareem Weaver and his film, and then you'll get to ask some questions, free dinner, free childcare, register on Eventbrite for that, and then free prizes, lots of prizes.
Like what?
Well, most of them have some fun game things or books and, you know, obviously it's literacy, so we've put in some fun books and some, you know, tips and tricks. There'll be those, the information on how to do those things.
And Kareem is the producer and the lead character in this film.
Yes.
And so he'll be here to talk about it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
No problem. You brought Clay's donut.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, possibly Congressman LaMalfa will be calling us at 8:05.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While it may look good on the outside, America's employers adding a robust 216,000 jobs last month, Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says you have to look under the hood. A closer examination of the figures providing a clearer picture of what's really happening with the labor markets.
All of the jobs that we added last month were part-time jobs. If you want to look at full-time jobs, we actually lost those. We lost a staggering 1.5 million full-time jobs in the month of December.
As for the continuing low jobless rate, 3.7% in December, Antoni says last month we saw a wave of people who just left the labor force. The labor force participation rate tumbled 0.3%. Government hiring played a big role in last month's payroll growth, along with hiring in healthcare and construction. The Republican-led House Oversight and Accountability Committee hasn't forgotten about Hunter Biden.
Chairman Comer this week indicated on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the House Oversight Panel will soon initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after he defied a subpoena to sit for a closed-door deposition last month. Instead of taking part in the interview, the first son arrived at the Capitol and read a statement to the media outside, openly defying his subpoena. Hunter Biden insisted he would only testify in a public hearing. Edwin Mora, Washington.
They canceled classes today at schools in Perry, Iowa, following yesterday's shootings at the high school there. 17-year-old killed a sixth grader, wounded five other people before taking his own life. Inflation on the rebound in Europe. After seven straight months of decline, inflation rose 2.9% year over year in December. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 113 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
South African athlete Oscar Pistorius released from prison on parole after serving nearly 9 years on the death of his girlfriend.
The Department of Corrections has given no more details of Pistorius' release. The announcement came at around 8:30 a.m. local time, indicating officials released the world-famous double amputee Olympic runner in the early hours. Pistorius served nearly 9 years of his 13 years and 5 months murder sentence for killing girlfriend Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day 2013. He was approved for parole in November. Serious offenders in South Africa are eligible for parole after serving at least half their sentence. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Tesla is recalling more than 1.6 million Model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China to fix problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. Townhall.com. Unrest in Berkeley, California.
Police officers in riot gear removed activists from Berkeley's People's Park, and crews began placing double-stacked shipping containers to wall off the historic park overnight Thursday. The move comes as the University of California, Berkeley, waits for a court ruling it hopes will allow it to build much-needed student housing. UC Berkeley officials say authorities arrested 7 people on misdemeanor trespassing charges, and 2 of them had additional charges of failure to disperse. The university wants to use the park to build a housing complex that would accommodate about 1,100 UC Berkeley students and 125 formerly homeless people. Keith Peters reporting.
Accident investigators in Japan searching for the voice recorder from a Japan Airlines jetliner that caught fire after a collision on the ground with a Coast Guard plane in Tokyo. 5 people were killed in the mishap. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So you can follow us all over the world as you travel. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, Christina.
Good morning. Yeah,
and
you're so good.
Linda's here with the weather.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the 5th. It's the 5th
of January,
2024. Today will be sunny with a high of 59. Looking outside, it's beautiful and crisp. Increasing clouds tonight with our overnight lows of 36. Saturday's calling for about 100% chance of showers. Now, I always love that when they say the percentage, which means raining tomorrow with a high of 48. And then frost tomorrow night. Slight chance of showers overnight with 30 degrees. And it looks like we may have, again, widespread frost, mainly after 1 a.m. And then Sunday, widespread frost that's calling before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 51. Sunday night, widespread frost once again, otherwise mostly clear with our lows of around 32. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 50, where Monday night's calling for showers after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with lows of around 37. So we're back. Now you're looking at the Burr weather, you know. And if you look outside today, what a glorious Friday we've got here in the North State. Again, our highs are 59 today. And the weather always is brought to you by the sponsor of our weather is Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. And they will find your hard-to-get-to propane tanks. That's their specialty. Family-owned business, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And now you want to talk about honesty and wonderful and integrity. Let's go to our Stifel Vice President of Investments, and that's Susan Eastman. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages in the green this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 37,528. The S&P 500 is up 27 points at 4,715. The NASDAQ Composite gaining 96 points at 14,610. Active stocks this morning, Medical Properties Trust down $1.51, trading at $3.49. Marathon Digital down $2.04 at $24.28. Tesla up $1.69, trading at $239.66, and AMD up $4.49 at $140.47. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.979%. For commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $2,058, silver up 24 cents, trading at $23.35 per ounce, and crude oil, keep an eye on crude, is trading at $74 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC, and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, you said...
Morning.
Good morning. You survived New Year's, so...
Oh, yes. Yes, hey. A lot of people are getting sick, and I have not gotten any...
You know, we've dodged that bullet, too. Hey, Susan, you said keep your eye on the oil.
Well, because we have a lot of Red Sea problems right now, and we could see oil go up.
Because of the transportation side of it. Is that it?
And so that's it.
Yeah.
So we're kind of stuck in the middle right now, $74 a barrel. But it can go either way, recession or trading or problems in the Red Sea. But we'll be okay today.
Okay. Well, that's what we count on. You bet.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Again, that's
you bet.
Susan Eastman with Stifel. That's spelled STIFEL, Stifel. Nicholas and Company, Incorporated, and she is located on Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. We've known Susan for years. She has been calling in to give it the market update. We know her personally. She's just a great individual. And
Knows her stuff.
And it's so fun to meet with her sometimes and her talking about her people that, you know, they become family. When you're handling somebody's money, it becomes like family.
Okay. Here's something that I'm totally confused with, and it's starting immediately. California Senate Bill 1383 is now in place in the city of Redding, requiring a different method of disposal of food waste. The new residential food waste recycling programs came from the city, and Paul Clemens, Deputy Director of Public Works, I'm going to call him, get him on, and so he can explain this as soon as he can. Okay, you've got to do things differently now, my friends. Instead of putting food waste into the gray trash bin, it will now be required to be placed into your green organic waste recycling bin. They want to reduce the amount of organic waste deposited in the landfills by 75% by 2025, next year. Rescue at least 20% of disposed edible food and redirect it to people in need. I am just not sure. The change means that all organic waste items, those capable of decaying, will be placed in the green organic waste recycling bin instead of in the gray trash bins. Items like fruit and vegetable peels, coffee grounds and filters, meat and plate scraps can now go into the green bin.
Okay.
Yard trimmings can continue to go into the green bin.
What about the green bin? Okay,
yeah.
I'm thinking
it's where we put all the yard trimmings.
All right, so we've got the blue and we've got the gray.
Right, that's recycling, and then you've got the one in the gray we just used to dump everything in. Now, since food waste accounts for about 30% of what's thrown away, collecting organic materials in the green bin means they can be sent to the composting facility instead of the landfill. Okay, effective immediately, all City of Redding residents must comply. Organic materials will no longer be accepted in gray garbage bins. All plastic bags, including those labeled as biodegradable or compostable, are prohibited in the green bin. Brown paper bags and newspapers can be used to collect food scraps and can be placed into your green bin. So what it says is all those plastic bags that you put your your garbage into from dinner and all that.
Yes.
It's got to be brown bags, but it's got to be, paper bags are back. You just scrape them directly into it, which you're not going to do. Now, this is going to reduce the size of your gray bin.
Right.
So now if you had a big gray bin, now you can drop it to half the size.
When does this take effect?
Now. Immediately.
Okay, so here's the thing. Christmas dinner.
All that.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you put stuff in a plastic bag. And so now you're going to go through your plastic bag. This makes people really do the two and three. You know, how you have the different thing. One for compost, one for plastics, and one for, I don't even know what goes in the gray bag. What goes in the gray box?
Would be things like plastic bag, anything that's not biodegradable.
Yep. When you clean out your vacuum, would that be biodegradable?
I don't know.
Fibers?
But on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
I hope these laws they make are biodegradable, right?
Yeah, you know what? This is, you know, I've been hearing about this, but now they're saying it starts immediately. So we've got now to take... This is going to be, you know what, if people aren't listening to us and don't see this, if you put like a, you know, like you did before in the gray, does this mean they're going to write you a letter that says, hey, we're not taking this? So now the plastic bags that most people use to put their garbage in, we can't put the food waste in. So now we've got to use paper bags that will, of course, leak and break. And
oh, the food waste deal. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah,
they're being way too busybody for what's going on with the state that has a $68 billion deficit right now. They're welcoming illegal immigrants onto our healthcare system, and all the new dumb laws. I was looking at the Farm Bureau, weekly paper they send out and stuff, and it's got just a pile of new dumb laws that affect the. Trucking, you're seems like every time you turn around, you got to take your truck in to be inspected for something. Well, how about all these wasted trips to town where you're not hauling anything? How much fuel are you consuming if you got to go in every 3 months or annual or, you know, for different things? There's a new fee and there's new bureaucracy. And that isn't all just going to be on the trucker, you know, whether it's a farmer or a logger or, you know, the delivery man or whatever. It's all going to end up on the back of the consumer. Because if it doesn't, then the truck isn't there anymore. He has to raise his prices. And, you know, these guys sitting down there, or gals sitting down there in Sacramento dreaming this crap up. It's just forcing people. I mean, I woke up just mad about this morning when I called reading that, article yesterday about it. It's like, you know what? These guys need to be the last ones in the food line that they're going to cause.
Well, they get paid every 2 weeks, and it doesn't make any difference because, you know, there was a great letter that a guy by the name of Chase Dedman from the Moonstone Bistro wrote day before yesterday that as a business owner, this new $20 an hour salary for people that work in the food industry, he doesn't have a fast food place, but he has to pay the same amount or he doesn't get anybody to work. And how it's impacted, you know, it's not just the $20 an hour, which comes up if you're hiring somebody, comes up to like over $50,000 a year for an employer when you add in all the taxes and everything for them, but then all the other taxes yep. that business owners pay. And yet business owners are considered, well, you know, you should pay them more money. Well, how are we going to do that and keep the business open unless we jack up our prices 25%, then you get less people coming in, and it just doesn't work.
They're not going to go in. No, they're not going to, you know, I mean, the cost of going out to dinner, and I don't want any of our restaurant folks to get upset, but when you look at just the basic meal down, you can't get out the door for less than $40-$45 if it's just the two of you, you know. And so...
For breakfast.
That's just and if you go something a little nicer, it's going to be $50-$60. So it's just kind of bumming everybody out. And when you say, you know, because they can sit in the committee room in Sacramento and say, well, I think everybody should get paid $20 an hour. Great. You're a legislator. You can legislate and it has the force of law. You know, people choose to follow it or they enforce it. But, $20 for fast food, it means the scale for everything else has to raise. Well, that's what the Dems want. That's what the unions want. Whatever. But it takes away entry-level jobs. You're going to be more and more served by kiosks and robots when you go into the basic food establishments. And that you've taken the human factor out and just the whole edge of what maybe used to be fun or a big deal about going out is being diminished by this. And the costs are going to be passed along to everybody else, you know, because... Now, if you're an employer and you got a guy working for you there and he sees that they're doing $20 to flip hamburgers and well you just hired the guy to sweep the floors and do the basics, he's got to be 21 in order to just feel like he's not, you know,
Well, no, your managers, everybody. It's a cascading effect. So, anyway,
it really is.
Hey, Senator, are you going to run fast? I'm just kidding. Congressman, we're here with Congressman Doug Lamoff. Congressman, I'm just going to skip this break we're having now so we can hit to the and we'll take a break at 8:30. But all the stuff that's going on right now, the threat to impeach Biden, the threat to impeach Mayorkas, what's happening back there in the House?
It's an impeachment inquiry. It's a whole different, you know, process. I mean, it's the pre-process, I guess. That doesn't mean there's any big promise that the, you know, Biden will face impeachment. There's a bigger push amongst my colleagues on Mayorkas, too. But for Biden, you know, they got to get through this pre-process here. Like anything, you know, due process for regular folks. Well, you know, and you know the thing is going to have to be super duper ironclad when you come forward with. And so that's why, you know, Jim Jordan and James Comer and their committees are working really hard to try and get it out there. We voted in the House to have the impeachment inquiry. So that empowers the committees to have greater subpoena jurisdiction and, you know, put some teeth in that and get these guys to come in and, you know, testify what's going on with all the money laundering and everything else that it appears there is, you know. So, but it has to be a deliberate process. We will all get skewered if it isn't. And, you know, it needs to be no matter who you are, no matter what party. But, you know, there's plenty of smoke and you're pretty sure you're going to find fire. But they're going to get at it, and so that's what they're going to be grinding out in these hearings and subpoenas and such to do so. And so sometimes you see results, like we were hearing the other day, unrelated, on those college professors that came in, and our caucus chairs, Elise Stefanik, did a great job of lighting those three gals up that were talking about, you know, is it acceptable on campus to have anti-Semitism and, you know, threatening of Jewish students and such. And so, and those three babbled there, and they could not give an answer on that. So it's unbelievable what these guys get. Well, two of the three, or I forget all three, maybe the Harvard one and the Penn one, have resigned after all that, how bad they looked. That's an example of a committee actually getting something and pushing out a result there, you know.
Well, when you can't say that threats against Jewish students on your campus is wrong, and you know when they come out and say, "Well, it depends on the context." I mean, that just these are like the heads of some pretty prestigious universities, and when this happens, it's kind of like, "Whoa, what's going on here?"
Why would you go into debt, put your kid into a place like that you hope your kid doesn't come out screwed up? Because of that wackadoo thinking, you know. But that's just my opinion.
So the border just, you know, I can't tell what the people in the United States are more upset about. The fact they're paying $1,000 a month more now than
it's probably co-legal. It's probably 1A and 1B on that because they're all heinous things and they're all really affecting their ability to have a, you know, go to the clinic or school or anything. And, you know, our own governor and legislature here wants to give them health benefits when we're not even doing the job on VA the way we need to. Hey, Carl, would you mind if I, like, took the commercial break on this end for about 2 minutes? I'm at a way station.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and
we'll be
right back after this.
Thank you.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a better known, locally owned barbershop that I've been going to since I moved to Reading in 2007. It's a great place. I've never had a bad haircut there. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478 for an appointment so it works on your schedule, or just drop in, sit down, and if they've got an opening, you get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. On the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who was pulled over at a – oh, no. You said it was some kind of way station there? You
just, yes, sir.
Okay. I got it. Are you driving?
I'm doing actual work today, Carl.
Are you driving a truck?
driving truck. So anyway, what's going on with you?
What's going on with us? Well, you know, the horse is better. Anyway, you know what? This thing with the border. It just seems to be getting worse every day, or maybe there's just more statistics coming out. But, I mean, even my orca said something like a million people they've lost track of and all these other things. I mean, how much
– where are all these – so incompetent.
Where are all these people going?
They don't care. They don't care. Well, they're being dispersed all through – a lot through rural America. You know, they're getting plane rides. You're seeing it all. The numbers, Carl, are just, and Linda's are amazingly bad. You know, a 250,000 in the last month. They're expecting another rush on the border of like, 50,000 or something here soon. So it's, we gotta, you know, there's about 10 months until the election. I hope people are paying attention.
Well, people seem to think that we don't have a border. And then when you look at that, the number of people that are coming across that, almost 2 million that are getaways, that they have no idea who they are. And then they've
about 1.7 or so, yeah. It's amazingly bad. And this is harming our country to a depth that can't really be measured, I think, until sometime in the future. You know,
they had more. They had more in 1 month than in Pittsburgh than the population of Pittsburgh. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, and then they're going places. They've got to be going places. And so,
well, they're spreading out. I mean, and they're getting on benefits. These guys should be impeached. Okay, these guys should be gone for what they're doing. They're not loyal to this country. They're not loyal to the American people and our needs. It's whatever they believe their agenda is. I don't know if they believe it's votes or cheap labor, because that's how some of the big corporate people want it, you know. And the corporate world is really without soul, I think. They have no soul, the more and more I observe them. Because all they're worried about is having cheap labor, and they worry about their ESG scores and DEI and all the, you know, and their hiring and all that. It's ridiculous. And it comes down to, how much is the American people going to put up with? You know?
Well, when you've even got the more liberal news stations reporting on this, that, you know, Mayorkas said that they closed San Ysidro, I think it's Eagle, Texas, and Lukeville, Arizona, as being able to come into the country, but that seems to have no impact on the amount of people that keep coming in to this country.
I've been to Arizona, and the, you know, part of the fence got built there. Trump, you know, got part of it done, but it's still porous. There's gaps in it. Biden over a year ago was saying, "Oh, well, maybe we'll go ahead and, you know, fill in some of these gaps, get easier." And they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything. And they somehow politically get away with it, because the election is not a, the polling does not show that it's a wide gap between, you know, if you want to presume Trump and Biden. It's not a mile wide gap. It's like, people, is this really what you like? You know, I'm getting, you know, a little fed up with how people are asleep at the switch on this thing. Because it really boils down to, you know, me and other legislators can only do so much. The public keeps voting this stuff in. I can't help you, you know?
Well, I think that people, if people could see, if they were given a true picture, which it seems to be very, very difficult to obtain from the Department of Homeland Security, of the numbers, where they're going to, and then impacts on communities. I just saw an article where a small community, I think in Kansas, received something like 1,000 of these people, kind of just came on to them, and it's going to have a huge impact on their medical, their schools, everything. I don't.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway. Okay. What about the what's the biggest thing? I know with the, you know, the impeachment pre-impeachment that, and but what are other things that are going on, Congressman, there that are kind of moving the nation forward?
Well, yeah, you want to preface it right that it's impeachment inquiry, not necessarily pre, because, you know, the dirty little truth on the thing is that I don't see how we'll ever get enough votes to impeach Biden if we thought that was the smart move in the whole thing anyway, okay? The Democrats, Schumer won't even take it up, because Schumer and the Democrats run the Senate, right? So it's going to come down to, you know, can they run down the clock on the thing? You know, I guess I'll just be straight. Is the best I think we can hope for the committee is that that they turn out a lot of good evidence that's put out there in front of the American people to see is what the Biden crew has been doing. And they'll make their own decision when it comes to election time. Because, you know, with 10 months to go, there's a full impeachment, if it was, or when we're done properly, would take a while. And they're going to stall it anyway in the Senate, you know? It's just not going to go anywhere in reality. And I know people don't like that, to think, you guys aren't even going to try. No, their inquiry is where the rubber meets the road. We're going to get the information out. But you're not going to get 2/3 vote in the Senate.
The
why not?
Well, it's just, you, They couldn't get after Trump.
Does anybody ever in your, like in the last 5 or 6 months, Doug, do you ever see a Democrat actually voting for something that might be proposed by a Republican, or are they just saying stick to their party line in fear?
There's a handful that go along with some of the stuff that we are putting out, you know. I mean, different amendments and things, but nothing dramatic, like, you know, on the speaker vote or on the really big stuff. They hew the line, you know, real tightly, unless they think it's going to cost their election. And, you know, as we see going on, the voters keep voting some of these folks in anyway. So what do you do?
Well, that's and there lies the problem, that where the approval of Congress is, you know, lower than I'm trying to think of something. I'm not going to say I don't know. But the people, when they ask them about their own representative, no, he or she is different. But the overall Congress is looked at with disdain, but their own representatives they like. So
I get that, you know. I mean, your individual member of Congress represents your district, and hopefully they're in the ballpark of what the district, you know. We have a conservative district up here, so there's a good chance all my work will be liked by 60, 65, 70, 75% or something, you know. And so the average person might say, do you like your guy? Like, yeah, he's all right, you know. So, but I would do terribly in the Bay Area on the coast or something like that, you know. Say, oh, this guy, he's a hater. He only cares about corporate handouts to big timber, you know, stuff like that, you know. That's what you get. So it just depends where you're standing as to how good your congressman is.
But do you think that former President Trump is going to be the nominee for the Republicans this year?
I don't see how it's going to be different than that.
Do you think the Supreme Court?
I mean, do you see anybody else?
I don't see anybody that's even close to him as far as the polls go. But do you think the Supreme Court is going to take up this? Take up the fact that two states have tried to keep him off the ballot, said he's not going to be on the ballot?
It'll take a total of 10 minutes for the court to throw that idiocy out. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
In my view. I mean, if I was on the court, you know, it would be 10 minutes, but they're going to have to go through a bunch of their normal procedures, which I guess, you know, they're supposed to. Excuse me. So, you know, I mean, it's just the legal system has been made a mockery, especially in these blue state urban areas. And they just are manipulating whatever process you would call it for political purpose. And it's just, it's blatantly obvious. That's what people need to be awake to. Look at this, you know. You may not like Trump, but, you know, he has the due right to at least offer himself as a candidate, and then the voters can reject what they want. We're in a really bad, bad time right now. And if people don't pay attention, they get this. This is what they will get. You know, like, well, I'm too busy watching Netflix or something. You know, I'm binging on TV. Like, well, okay. But, you got to be involved in this stuff, you know.
It's a new year, so I'm trying to get in that positive spin now. What are some of the bills you're seeing coming up, Congressman LaMalfa, that are going to be good for our country? Things that are being
we continue some of the effort that we've made, like you know, our House Bill number.
Hello.
That's all right. You know, I'm just, sure he's got it. He's moving. Well, we talk about
I'm sorry.
Oh, he's back.
Thank you.
What we heard was House Bill and then oblivion.
So, I'm sorry. I hit the mute button.
That's
somehow,
all right.
So.
That happened.
Okay. Anyway. So, it's House Bill.
House Bill 2 was one of the strongest pieces of border legislation you'll ever see, but the Senate will not do anything with it. So we could do milquetoast bills and maybe move the ball a little bit. And I've seen some willingness by the Dems to do some small stuff. We almost had that in
not in the debt ceiling bill, but in the spending extension there.
Yes.
That was the thing they decided to get rid of McCarthy over.
Okay.
Was that the spending extension there. And so, you know, but we had good provisions on the border in that. Like, some of our own Republicans shot us down on that. That's aggravating as well, you know, for me trying to do my job.
Well, does the, speaking of debt, I just was listening to somebody the other day, and they said that the debt payments we have to make on our national debt is equal to the amount we spend on the defense of this nation.
It will soon eclipse that, Carl. My colleague from Arizona, David Schweikert, he's a great guy, and he puts out, I get an email from him almost every day where he's presenting the debt information as it is. We're going to hit $36 trillion before the end of the year, the way we're going, of national debt. We're over $1 trillion just within a budget year, you know, and it's... You just can't keep going this way. The interest, especially if interest rates pick up appreciably, the debt service will devour everything, as you're saying. You know, I'm trying to look up real quick what his last email said here. The numbers are, you know,
if we're paying, you know, the same amount of money on our debt service as we are on the defense of this country, and then if it's going to go beyond that, then at what point do we run out of money?
We're already out of money, Carl. It's all printed and borrowed. Okay, I mean, we have a certain amount of income to the federal government that is what we really should be operating on. You know, if we take in $3 trillion, then we should try and only spend $3 trillion, right? And the Social Security part of it, we're not really allowed to talk about that, right? Because, oh, don't dare touch Social Security, that's the third rail. Well, it has to be talked about, because by 2033 or 32, somewhere in there, the trust fund will have been emptied out. And at that point, you either have to tax current workers higher, and employers have to match higher, or current beneficiaries will have to see a reduction in either their expectations going forward or even, you know, current payment. Let alone forget the COLA. I mean, it says we need a COLA. Like, you know, we're in such a bad way on that. So, you know, we have to look at some way of being able to meet the number longer term. And so that would mean maybe a later date of retirement age, or, you know, of being able to start receiving the benefit. Like, well, I worked for that. Like, yes, I know you did. But we have a mess here. This was created under a premise that before too long wasn't going to work, because, you know, one of the first recipients paid in for a couple of weeks when back in the beginning, and then received 30 years worth of benefit. Like, well, you know, the pyramid only goes so long on this, you know. I know I'm saying stuff that I'm not supposed to say politically, but we just got to get real with this, man.
Well, that's one of the things I like about this.
Go ahead.
It's one of the things I like about this program, because you have a tendency to say things that it may not be what, you know, the GOP wants to hear, but they're things that impact on all of us, and it's good to hear that you're really concerned about it.
Absolutely. It's very real. And for me, being part of a process that doesn't want to bring it up means basically I'm not telling the truth. And I don't need this job that badly in order to have to pull the wool over people's eyes on this stuff. They need to hear the reality. They need to be, knowing what's coming here, and then help us make the decisions to put the people in place that will, you know, change it or forestall the problem, you know, because they don't see anything that they shouldn't spend on. They don't see anything that isn't worthy of going into greater debt. They do not mind this deficit spending. So it buys votes in the meantime. And I know that sounds cynical, like, oh, buy votes. That's all you. Well, what else would it be?
I don't, you know, this whole thing is such that people have been talking about Social Security has been troubled for a decade. And a couple of changes made back then would have kept it, viable. But nobody's been able to do that. I mean, before you were a congressman, so.
The original premise was flawed because the original system, you should not be able to take more out.
Hello.
He's with us, but I think we the service. No, he's just going on the line. Yeah, but they think the service is bad because he's driving.
No. Okay, well let's take a commercial break right now. Then it's about that time.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here on Friday, the 5th of January at 2 minutes to 9. So welcome back to our show.
With Good Carl morning.
And here at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And on the line is Congressman Doug LaMaffa. And we're trying to keep you on the line here, Congressman.
Good morning.
Are you under fire or something like this? Or, you know.
I'm in my old truck.
Oh, that's right. You said you were in your truck. What are you doing in your truck?
I was loading and unloading some stuff. Now I'm heading to a 9 o'clock appointment.
It's kind of like being in Congress, huh?
It's you know, you try and mix a little bit of the work I need to do at home with what you got to do physically, right? So, anyway, it all worked out. But it does make for some of a disjointed chat this morning. I hope it hasn't been too messed up for you and your listeners here. So, anyway.
Well, it's good to know that you've got, you know, got a real job. hey, Congressman, we were talking about the debt and service to the debt, and that's going to be a problem. And Social Security. You just got some funding for the Oroville Veterans Memorial Park, and I've noticed you've gotten funding, and for the fire people, people who've been affected by the fires, you've been able to. Save them from having to pay taxes on the money they got to make them whole.
Yeah, that's just instead of government not taking something that wasn't there to begin with. There, although they have the belief that everything is there. In this case here, this is the damages award. From PG&E to the fire victims, and so the bill's extremely slow, and I'm really frustrated because. Our folks are out there waiting on this, and they had to file tax on the total gross amount of the money, including that. So it's not good.
We're still gonna
get the bill through, and then they can file an addendum and get that back. We had most of the year to do it, so. Extremely frustrated. We had we wasted a month basically on that speaker change and, got rid of a great guy who was great for California and Kevin McCarthy. And, now Mike Johnson, Louisiana, he's a great guy too. He's a friend of mine. And so I'm having to compartmentalize between Mike and Kevin, but, it just really, really was a stupid process and hurt us. And hurt the timing of a whole bunch of things we should have been doing in the Republican-controlled House. So, it's hard to make the case for why should the Republicans be in charge of anything when it looks like that, So.
That's true. And McCarthy, he's leaving.
Yeah, he's. I talked to him a few days ago, and he was making the letter official on the 31st. So.
Is he just going home?
He's going. He'll be in the private sector. There's a million opportunities from out there for what he, he's been Speaker of the House. Now this has been kind of sad, watching him mill around as just a regular member there. He has too much to offer. So, at this point, I think he'll do great on the outside. And I think he can do a lot of things to help us on the outside. Make any sense?
I'm not on. Okay, now I'm back on again. All right. Ron, is that who it is? Ron? Ron's got a question for you, Congressman.
Okay.
Ron, speak loud.
Good morning.
Yeah, speak loud.
Okay. My question is, what's going on with the prisoners or the people?
I don't hear me.
January 6th.
Okay.
He
can't hear you, so I'm going to relay the question. Thanks, Ron.
Sure.
What's going on?
Okay, I'd like him to check it out if he could. He could go over there to jail and talk to those people for crying out loud.
Okay.
So, sorry, he didn't connect.
Okay. So thank you.
Got it. He's asking about the prisoners from January 6th. Are they still in there? What's the latest on them? Have they even gone to court? What about the, that kind of stuff.
Only a tiny handful have gotten through, and they've gotten some severe sentences on that. And they will not let us even in there to look at it. It's like a gulag. And why do they get away with this? you know, that's Washington, D.C. This district court needs to be held responsible. But it really boils down to, and I'm not trying to pass buck or make excuses, it boils down to the Biden administration and their Department of Justice is allowing this through their, you know, their prosecution and so it's very maddening because, you know, I believe in due process and I, you know, it frustrates some people because they haven't just voted for certain things lately because due process wasn't finished on, you know, like, for example, the,
Santos.
Fellow George Santos that they, you know, tossed out. Like he may well deserve it. You know, I mean, the evidence looks bad, but they hadn't finished a process yet. And so I don't believe you just throw a guy out until they've been, you know, proven on that and some other things. I didn't do a full censure on Tlaib the first time because it had some other problems with it, you know, so people are like, why the heck are you doing this? Well, because it's got to be done the right way, you know, because that could be any of us, as we're seeing with these kangaroo court situations going up against Trump, you know, in New York and some of these other areas. So
the thing about the people that were arrested on January 6th, I mean, it's been 2 years and they haven't been in court. I mean, could their congressman, I don't think you've got any, but couldn't their congressman or senator see them?
Marjorie Greene, she led a group there, and I asked Marjorie, next time you get that group together, I want to be part of it if I can. And, cause I'm as offended and angered by this as anybody on that. And, you know, they can't hardly get, even members of Congress with all of our super duper clout can't get the time of day from these guys. So, I mean, these people need to be prosecuted for what they're doing. Cause by and large, most of those folks were, you know, in the Capitol were basically glorified trespassers. Yes, you have the ones that broke things and needed to be, you know, hit hard for any, like you would any vandalism. But, most of them were, you know, I mean, there's so many questions it seemed like the police were waving people in or moving the barriers. That's a pretty confusing thing for folks that are there like, well, hey, let's go in, you know? So, and people say, oh, Doug, now you're justifying the break-in of the Capitol of an insurrection. Well, that was an insurrection. Our country's system of government in no way was in danger of losing democracy, which we aren't a democracy or a republic anyway, but it's ridiculous, and that's more stuff the Democrats are doing to inflate into a political position. They did it with COVID, they're doing it with January 6th, they'll do it with anything they can because their way of doing things doesn't really sell with the public when they start figuring it out. So that's my opinion on that too.
Well, Congressman LaMalfa, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for working with me on bending around my schedule a little bit here, too. So
hey, you can hire me for $20 an hour to help you drive that.
He was in a truck. He was in a way station. He got back in the truck, hit the silent mode with his chin. We hung out with you through all of your driving, and now you're back somewhere where we can actually hear you.
And we have to hang up.
Yeah, I finally got to pulling up to my 9 o'clock appointment, you know. So,
okay, Congressman, anyway. Thank you very much. And
have a great weekend. Thanks
you too.
You bet.
Thanks for everything.
Right. Okay. And a happy new year.
Bye.
All right. So, that was a little disjointed.
You know what I mean? I will, but you know what? There's somebody who committed
called.
It. He called. He called. He knew his time, and he called. And
he did.
Sometimes you've got to do like three things at once. Or more, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So it's Friday. It's the first week of January. Hey, by the way, if you want to call right now.
Big shout out to Mike DeQuisto for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, buddy. If you want to call right now, we've got the last two tickets that we really. Okay, the last two tickets, Garden of Lights. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Christina's standing by. We'll get your phone number and call you, but we've got
it's good for tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night.
That's
right.
And
then it's over.
And then it's over. So you definitely want to go check it out. Give us a call for the last two fabulous golden tickets for Garden of Lights. You don't want to miss it.
530 605-4567, and you get to go this weekend. You go on the last night of, or you can just go tonight. Yeah, people are calling. Good. So I hope you, we really hope you enjoy them. We really enjoy doing them and, having that happen. You know, things coming up this, you know, next month and early this month, the crab feed for One Safe Place is coming up. That's going to be, I think it's what, February 3rd?
Yes, February 3rd.
February 3rd. So, be looking at that. And of course, January 20th, we have the Backcountry Horsemen's fundraiser for their annual fundraiser and dinner. And that's going to be happening on January 20th. Gosh, what else? You're being installed in the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary.
This weekend?
This weekend.
That's right. For being able to vote on the board, and also I'm going to have a larger role in Chicks and Chaps, which happens on the Friday of Rodeo Week, and that's going to be a big deal. They're expanding it from Rodeo Flats into the area that we did the Hall of Fame last year.
Okay.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be talking more about that, and you don't want to miss that event.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and God bless America.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Baby.